Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
Bowing in, this is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. Episode 97. 10 top tips for 2020. A lot of T's in that one. 10 top tips for 2020. So this day week is Christmas Day, so it's a major rush and a major panic in some people's lives to get ready for Christmas, and it's right around the corner, and so will 2020 be right around the corner. So what rhymed with 2020 better than 10 top tips? So here we go, let's go through the list, and yes, I have them written down, but it's not scripted what I'm going to talk about, and I know that these will help you when you're deciding your own goals or your own resolutions for 2020. So let's get straight into it. Number one, speaking of goals, number one is decide what you want and be ruthless in your pursuit. Sounds easy enough, but that in and of itself could have been all the points that were needed in this. The other nine, they're important, but that in and of itself could be the most important. Decide what you want. That sounds like a very easy process. It's not. It's one that you're going to have to dwell on. You might have to meditate on. You might have to use pen and paper. You might have to analyze past failures, past successes, and really look within yourself and figure out what is it you want. If you don't know what you want, how are you ever going to go after it? And then when you do know, remaining confident, remaining motivated, and continuing to pursue what it is that you want, and being ruthlessly pursuing what you want, is easier said than done. So you know when you've got a destination, you're going to a destination, so you jump in your vehicle and you're driving from your home to your destination, you know, maybe you do stop off loads of times, but invariably we try not to. We might stop if we have to stop for a toilet break or to get something to eat, but we're trying to get to our destination. And I guarantee that most people try not to do too many stops, or they try to limit the stops, and they try to get where they're going. Now, it's the same with your goals. Once you've decided what you want, it's very easy for you to be knocked off path, or for you to allow yourself to be knocked off path, are for people to distract you from what it is that you're pursuing. Keep it in mind, you have to ruthlessly pursue your goals, and whatever way you interpret that to mean, that's up to you. So decide what you want and be ruthless in your pursuit. Number two, make more money, save more money. Again, another really, really easy one. Really hard. It was a really easy one. I can't believe I said it's really easy. I suppose it's simple, but it's actually very difficult. So you might have to put, again, a lot of thinking into this. Make more money. Well, how do you do that? We've spoken so many times on this in the past. You can make yourself more valuable within your current job. You can make more sales if you're in a selling position. You can increase the revenue in a company if you have your own business. You can start a second business. You can start a side hustle. You can try to make money online. There's so many. You can approach your boss and ask for a raise in the new year. There's loads of different ways to do it. You can educate yourself further, go back to education and try to increase your skill base. There's loads of ways to try to make more money. So you're not making enough, and you're definitely not saving enough. So none of us are. So look at your savings. There are ways you could be saving more money. So if you've gotten to the end of the year now and you wish you had more money saved, are you going to go through the same process next year? You're going to say the same thing this time next year. You should have saved more. So start saving more right now. Figure out what you have to do. If it's to do with making more money so you can save more money, if it's to do with wasting less money, figure out what you need to do to save more money. But I guarantee, if the more money you save, starting right now, or starting right in January, as soon as Christmas is over, the more money you save, the happier you will be that you did save it by the end of next year. So you may as well start now. If it's Christmas time and you wish you had more money, well, guess what? You have 365 days to prepare for next Christmas, so don't be in the same boat that you were this year. It's not going to be a surprise that Christmas is rolling around the same time next year. So make more money, save more money. That was number two. Number three, don't let nerves or doubt hold you back. So whatever it is you want to do, don't let procrastination, you know, rear its ugly head. It's very easy to let nerves or doubt or, you know, fear of the unknown, fear of failure, imposter syndrome, fear of success, hold you back from all of those things in number point number one you've listed that you want to achieve. So don't let nerves, you know what? The most successful people in the world still have the same nerves. They're still human like you. They still have the same emotions you do. They still have the same nerves and self-doubt. They still have all the things that you worry about. The only difference is they just carry on regardless, and they don't let it completely stop them from going forward. They just accept it and they move forward. But they have the same struggles as the rest of us. So we can't be using that nerves or doubt as an excuse for not achieving what it is we want to achieve and living the life we actually wish to live and having the things we wish we had and having the experiences we wish to experience. We can't let these things, we can't use them as excuses, because there's other people out there doing the very thing that you want to do and they sense the exact same nerves and doubt that you did, but they just didn't let it stop them. So keep that in your mind, whether it pisses you off or whether it motivates you. Either way, harness that energy and put it into your goals. Number four, improve your fitness. Yes. What an awful time of year to be talking about fitness. We haven't even started the Christmas festivities. Fitness is an important one. You're going to need to be as fit as you possibly can. You're going to need to be fighting fit to achieve the goals that you want to achieve, to have the energy, to have the confidence, to have the motivation, to have that drive, that enthusiasm. You're going to need to be at your fittest. The fitter you are, the easier it makes it to achieve your goals. So right from the new year, all those New Year's resolutions, increase your fitness. If you're fit already, fair play to you. You can still be fitter and stronger and more flexible. Improve your fitness. Keep working on it. Number five, more quality self-time. It's very important to look after yourself, your own mental health, to increase your confidence and increase your motivation so that you have those qualities to put into your goals and the things that you want to do. So whether that means visualizing, using visualization, whether it means meditating, whether it means having more, you know, even though I wrote self-time, it could be having more quality time with your family. It could be nature therapy, getting out in nature. It could be animal therapy, hanging out with wildlife or with your pets. Whatever it is, the quality self-time that you need to recharge your batteries, it's important that you actually schedule it and you actually do it. Number six, remove toxic people. So you know what you want to achieve. You're trying to keep your energy up. You're trying to keep your confidence up. You're trying to keep your motivation up. You're trying to make more money. You're trying to save more money. You're not letting fear and doubt hold you back. You're working on your fitness and you're improving your self-time. Well, do you know what's going to hinder all of those things? Toxic people in your life. So remove them. I don't care whether they're old friends, long-time friends, whether they're family members, whether they're peers in work colleagues, I don't care. You need to remove the damage that they can do from your life. So don't be reliant on anyone who is toxic and can hold you back from what you want to do. Now, I'll leave it up to you how you define a toxic person. But generally, it's somebody that makes you feel terrible about yourself, that's not productive, or brings out the worst in you and hinders your progress and hinders your happiness in a destructive way and in a purposeful, they're doing it on purpose basically. So that's somebody who I would define as being a toxic person. So basically anyone that's not good for you or brings out the worst in you, you want to limit as much contact with them as possible. Damage limitation so that you can go on and do all those other things we've been talking about. Number seven, do more productive things. So you don't have to wait till you're on death's door to come up with a bucket list. You should have a list of things that you want to do and that you want to experience in life. You're only going to get one crack at this life. So have a list of things that you want to do, whether they're local, national, international, it doesn't matter. Things that you want to see or things that you want to experience. Have a list. You should have your goals set out. it's not just traveling. It could be any kind of immersive experience. And so again, it's up to you to have a reflection on and think about the productive things that you wish to do, which ultimately motivates you to make the money. I mean, money in and of itself is flipping well pointless. So one of the reasons why most people want more money is to be able to feel freer, feel more in control of their lives, have more freedom so that you can experience more things and do more things. So that's the purpose of money, or it should be. Money in and of itself is pointless. So make sure you know that the productive things that you wish to do to help motivate you to save more money. Number eight. So we've listed do more productive things as number seven. So number eight is keep track of your small wins. So keep track of all the productive things that you do, all those small things that you do and all your small wins. Life isn't just about the big things, because you know what? Sometimes the big things take a little bit longer. List all the small things. If that helps your mental health, if it helps your mindset, helps you keep motivated and to realize that you are actually winning and you're not actually losing, a great way of doing that is to keep track of all the small wins, all the small things that you experience, and all your small wins in life. And hopefully they're daily. Hopefully there's one every day, so you have 365 written down or logged by the time you get to the end of the year. And when you look back and you reflect on the year and you reflect on the things that didn't work out for you, you have 365 things that did work out for you. So it's definitely a way of keeping a more balanced view of life. It's not just about logging the really massive things that happen in your life, because they don't happen on a daily basis. And it helps to motivate you in between the large wins, keeping track of the small wins. Number nine is read and study more. So even though I've said read and study more, it's basically immerse yourself in any kind of educational material that are going to help you in the areas that you're interested in to pursue your goals. So it could be podcasts, obviously, listening to this podcast. I'm going to promote podcasting. It could be listening to audiobooks, could be reading more, could be watching educational stuff that, again, is to do with the field of expertise that you're looking to go into or looking to become more experienced in. So make sure you're working on yourself and your own education. It doesn't have to be formal education, although that's included in this as well. It could be informal education, but your education learning should be ongoing. You should be constantly working on self-development to some type of a level, because the world is changing so fast. You as a person are changing so fast that it's important to constantly stay ahead of yourself, I guess, and to just keep educating yourself and keep improving your life and your mind and your mental health and your confidence and your physical ability and your financial knowledge and every area that you possibly can. Be hungry for information to improve. Right, number 10, the last one. Stop eating late. Again, maybe not great timing with this, because we're going to be breaking this a lot over the Christmas period, and constantly grazing and gorging on food. So make sure in the new year you crack eating late. Don't be eating late. You want to be going to bed, waking up early, refreshed and hungry, and starting the day off right. So number 10, stop eating late. So that's the 10 of them. Do you want a quick refresher? I'll give you a quick refresher. Right, number one, decide what you want and be ruthless in your pursuit. Number two, make more money, save more money. Number three, don't let nerves or doubt hold you back. Number four, improve your fitness. Number five, more quality self-time. Number six, remove toxic people from your life. Number seven, do more productive things. Number eight, keep track of your small wins. Number nine, read and study more. Number 10, stop eating late. So I hope that helps you. The absolutely amazing news is that I have recorded podcasts on each and every one of these. Some of the subjects listed in the 10, I've done several podcasts. So if you go back through the back catalogue of the Success Sensei podcasts, whichever interests you, whichever those 10 tips I gave out there, you could go back in and listen to the whole episode or several episodes dedicated to each one of those. So I'm sure as a dedicated listener, you've already listened to them. But even if you want a refresher and you want to go back, if there are any other tips I mean, I didn't write the 11 top tips for 2020 because it just didn't rhyme as good as the 10 top tips for 2020, but I probably could have written 100 of them. I would love to hear your input. I would love to hear what ones you think I should have listed, or what ones you think I shouldn't have listed, or what ones you're going to be working off in the new year. I'd absolutely love to hear that. Hopefully you'll be listening to the podcast next week. But if I don't hear from you or see you or you miss it, I do want to take the opportunity to wish you an absolutely super Christmas and an absolutely prosperous and amazing new year. Thank you for listening. I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight you can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.